In 1989, Japan's Meiji Gakuin University started a high school in Tennessee. TMG High School remains one of only two accredited Japanese high schools in America. Most of the students come from Japan to live and study in the town of Sweetwater, Tennessee, which was selected because it was small, safe, and beautiful. This arrangement has created a cultural dialogue and dichotomy in the town of about 5,000 people, but enrollment has declined in recent years, and the university's board of directors is considering a plan to close TMG High School. From WUOT in Knoxville, Mark Schaefer-Powell has this report.
Sweetwater, Tennessee is a throwback, a farming town with a main street and a grain elevator about 45 miles southwest of Knoxville. It might be the last place in the world you'd expect to find a bunch of Japanese high school kids learning to play flag football.
Now, when you say the word hike, I'm going to give you the ball, okay? Then they're going to try to come get your flag.
Kathy Kiker is the phys ed teacher at Tennessee Meiji Gakuin High School, or TMG as it's known around Sweetwater. In a football-crazy state with the University of Tennessee and the NFL's Tennessee Titans, Kiker says American football is an important part of the curriculum.
They see it on TV. They love UT. They love the Titans, and so we're wanting to teach them the game. They grab it so fast because they love it. They love it.
Hey, you better run!
There's certainly more than just football at TMG. There are the subjects you'd expect to find in any high school, biology, calculus, chemistry. But these students have traveled 6,700 miles to be here. Their parents pay about $30,000 a year so that they can leave the electric chaos of places like Tokyo and Osaka. In Tennessee, they'll live in a medieval-style castle perched atop one of the region's rolling hills. For students like Tomo Nakayama, it's a place where you can experience a fall football Saturday, where you can see the stars at night, where you can learn firsthand the subtleties of life in the country.
The school has great nature, like, you know, many trees. In Tokyo, we cannot see this great nature, so I really enjoy here.
When Noriko Juman arrived at the school 3 years ago, she got so homesick she almost quit. But she says she loves the school now and isn't looking forward to graduation in the spring.
I have a lot of friends, and there's nice teachers, and I can learn English better than Japan. And I don't want to graduate.
If Sweetwater has found its way into the students have also found their way into Sweetwater. This is a town where the mayor's business card is written in Japanese, where Sunday mornings at the First Baptist Church feature Japanese scripture readings, where anyone interested can sign up for free Japanese language classes.
いいえ、持っていません。いいえ、持っていません。いいえ、持っていません。いいえ、持っていません。
Alan Gratz is from Knoxville. He says he signed up for the classes when he first heard about the school.
It was amazing. I couldn't believe it. It's like this oasis of Japanese culture in Sweetwater. This far off the beaten path, it just seemed like a gold mine.
This contrast of cultures is lost on neither the students nor the town. Every afternoon, the students go to the local Ingles grocery store to load up on everything from noodles and tofu to Coca-Cola and frozen pizza.
Remove the last item from the bag and scan it before placing it.
Assistant manager Ricky Bright says the TMG kids are eager to assimilate into the local way of life.
What amazes me how they'll take a stab at our southern dialect, you know, and attempt to do it, and we both laugh at each other, you know, and they're here, you know, and we learn from them, they learn from us.
Over in the dairy aisle, Sweetwater native Nadine Kyle says she's gotten used to seeing the students around town.
But it was strange at first to see all the kids, just to see them at church. They go to our church, and just to see the kids walk down the hill from the school in the summer. And it was kind of strange at first, but now it's just an everyday thing.
The kids from TMG have certainly brought a bit of Asia to Sweetwater, but they bring something else too, cash, a lot of it. Many of the kids come from middle to upper class Japanese families. Billy Rodner is Sweetwater's mayor.
They seem to have allowances that are more than either of us had, or probably both together. But of course, the business people like it.
Between spending by students, tax revenue, and other factors, TMG officials estimate their economic impact in Sweetwater at somewhere between $3 and $4 million a year. That's one reason why community members and government leaders like Ridner are concerned about a recent decision by the Meiji Gakuin University Board of Directors to close the school in 2007.
To the city government, it would be quite a big figure on taxes. And they spend money here, too, you know, the school and then the students, and it would hurt us financially.
Enrollment at TMG has fallen dramatically in the last 2 years, from 198 in 2001 to 107 now. Principal Atsutani says there are several reasons for that.
2 years ago, the September 11 happened, and the last year, the Iraq war happened. So the parents and the students in Japan are very worrying about crossing the Pacific Ocean to come to the United States.
But Tani and others associated with the school haven't given up yet. They've asked the board of directors to reconsider its ruling. Meanwhile, teachers, parents, and alumni are working on a plan to cut their ties with Meiji Gakuin University in Tokyo and go it alone. Tani says he knows they've got a tough job ahead of them, but he's still optimistic that the school will continue to have a place in East Tennessee. For NPR News, I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell.